今天呢，我们就来聊一聊美国的 superhero 超级英雄的文化。Hi DJ, do you like movie?
Alan, I am a total movie buff and superhero enthusiast.
我问 TJ 他喜不喜欢看电影，他说他超喜欢看电影，而且是超级英雄的狂热粉丝，对这些东西十分之狂热。 So, which hero is hottest in the America?哪一个超级英雄在美国是最热的呢？
well, hottest? Well,
not physically.
Superman is quite sexy. If I had to say who's the baddest of the baddest of the superheroes, it's gotta be Batman.
他觉得这个蝙蝠侠是美国最棒的超级英雄。Why do you say so?
Well, Batman...First off, Superman is an alien. We all know this from a different planet. Batman is more realistic.
Okay, 他觉得超人其实也很帅，但是超人呢，他是外星人，但是这个蝙蝠侠，他是我们人类。
I mean, think about it. Superman can destroy the universe with a fart. You know, that's how hardcore he is. But Batman, nothing Batman has done...is out of the realm of possibility. He's just a guy that works out a lot and studies a lot. That's it.
超人因为不是我们人类，他的那些能力我们是普通人努力也得不到的。但是蝙蝠侠呢，他就是一个普通人，只是他比较有钱，然后一直都在学习。所以这样的人是普通人可以想想，哎，我努力一下，我也许就是可以够到的，我也可以成为蝙蝠侠。So this Batman vs. Superman movie received a pretty bad response here in China. Why do you think that is?
Well, it received a pretty bad response in America, too.
最新上映的这个蝙蝠侠大战超人的这个电影呢，好像在中国的票房不太好。然后我就问 TJ, 为什么这样子？他说，好像美国的这个评价也不怎么地。
Yeah, well, I think it has to do with the fact that it's not very friendly to the new person coming in.
他说这个电影啊，对于这种 new person, 讲的是没有看过系列电影的人，他不是很 friendly, 讲的就是说不是太友善。
I mean, you've already got a lot of things established. I mean, if you're brand new, you don't know who Batman is, you don't know who Superman is. I mean, they've already got Lex Corp, Lex Luthor, Superman's old rival, but he's dead.Lex Luthor's son's here. Batman hates Superman because too powerful. Superman hates Batman because he causes more crime. There's Wonder Woman, but who the hell is Wonder Woman? There's so much going on.
Superhero lingo.
Superhero lingo, that's right. I think it's simple. It's just there's too much being fed to people that have no idea who these people are.
如果你没有看过系列电影的话，你可能对这个新的电影啊蝙蝠侠大战超人可能就是看不懂，因为里面的人物关系太复杂了。刚才这个 TJ 讲了一大堆这个人物关系，我都没太听明白，并不是说英文没听明白，只是说我对于这种超人文化可能了解的还远远不够。如果你也是像我这样一个也许看过那么一两部超人或者蝙蝠侠的电影，但是并没有太多的了解的话，可能看这个电影也会有一些困难。
Right, it's actually hard to, not only to follow, but it's a question of why should I care about these people? If you didn't grow up with them, like the Chinese audience didn't, the mm-hmm. American audience did, if you didn't grow up with them, you have so many new people given to you, you have to take time to build the story so you can make an emotional connection to each one of these people. But in doing so, it winds up making the story kind of boring because the Chinese people are waiting for someone to fight, some action. But the movie's taking so much time to explain the new people that they're just bored by it.
如果你从用户思维的角度来考虑，其实每个用户，你也不用为自己不了解这个电影而感到愧疚，因为你可能本来就是期待走到电影院里看到一个大制作，然后里面有各种的大的场面，但是进去以后发现没有，还有各种复杂的人关系你不了解，那么你觉得这个电影很无聊也就很正常了。今天 Alan 和我们的美国朋友 TJ 聊的就是美国的超级英雄文化。如果你想获取更多有趣实用的中英双语节目以及英文学习笔记的话，请微信搜索关注 早安英文。So why they fight? Because a lot of Chinese consider they are both superheroes. 大多数的中国人都会觉得他们都是超级英雄啊，所以说他们为什么会 fight?
Alan, it goes back to people having to have grown with these superheroes, but I'm going to try and put it in the most simple explanation possible.
他觉得还是这个文化的问题，因为他们一直都是伴随着这些超级英雄长大的，所以有一些东西可能就是文化里面就是可以理解的吧。
Superman is an alien who is powered. He gets his power from the sun.
超人呢是有超能力的。
As long as the sun is burning, Superman will have his powers and be super strong.
他得到的能量都是来自于太阳，只要太阳没有熄灭，他就有用不完的神力。
Batman does not like the idea of not being able to control Superman, because if Superman has a bad day, goes crazy, what are we gonna do?
蝙蝠侠呢就不太喜欢，因为没有人可以抑制超人，他这种超神力是没有人可以抑制的嘛，他不喜欢这样子，他觉得如果有一天超人变了坏人，那怎么办呢？
Now Superman believes that he is responsible for protecting Earth.
超人呢觉得自己又可以来保护地球。
Superman does not like Batman because Batman makes more problems than he causes.
然后超人不喜欢蝙蝠侠的原因是因为他觉得蝙蝠侠有时候解决的问题可能还没有造成的问题要多。
So take bad guys like Bane and the Joker and some of the bad guys in Batman. If Batman never existed, these bad guys would have never existed either.
比如说在黑暗骑士里面，如果超人认为如果没有蝙蝠侠的话，那么 Joker 小丑他就不会变成一个坏人，也就不会有所有的那些惨剧的发生了。
So even though both of them are fighting each other for their own reasons, they don't realize that the reasons are the same. They both just want to keep the world safe.
虽然他们彼此争斗，但是他们的目的都只有一个，希望世界和平，说出来都蛮好笑的。刚才 DJ 给我们解释了他们之间各种各样的背景以及关系，不知道大家有没有听明白。总之呢，他们都是超级英雄，他们争斗的原因也都是为了世界能够获得最终的和平。
So last question, who would win and why? WellFirst off, I think I would win, based on my good looks alone.
TJ 有点臭屁了，我问他，到底谁会赢得最后的胜利？他说，我会赢啊，你看，哎，我这么帅。
That's right, but if I had to say who would win between Batman and Superman, I would think it would have to be Batman.
他觉得如果玩笑开完了，他觉得最后赢的还是蝙蝠侠。
I mean, Superman...fights primarily with his muscles and his emotions, and that's it.
超人用的是他的超神力。
Batman, on the other hand, he plans everything so carefully.
但是蝙蝠侠呢，是用脑，他做所有的计划，细心的去做，做很多很多的准备。
So he might say, Batman might say,Okay, what can I do to make Superman angry? What can I do to make him go really excited, not thinking straight? And then how can I use that situation to my advantage?
然后这个蝙蝠侠呢，可能就像我们中国说啊，经常是说孙子兵法三十六计有计策，他会想，哎，我怎么使这个超人生气，怎么使他失去控制，然后就不能发挥出自己的力量。
Right, and because Superman...always fights with his emotions, he'll always fall into Batman's trap. It's a matter of brain over brawn. It is the reason humans win over monkeys.
他说超人啊，经常会发功的时候，用他神力的时候，会很激动，受到情绪的影响。所以说，蝙蝠侠就利用到了这样一些，他的这样一些弱点。最后呢，他觉得，人就是这么赢猴子的。
It's simple. You know, a gorilla may be stronger than the average man, but, I don't see any gorillas here. We win.
他说虽然我们会看到很多猩猩比我们人都强壮，但是现在录音间里没有看到任何一只猩猩啊。其实是我们两只猴子被关到了这个房间里，对不对？
Alan, before we go, I've got a question, if you don't mind, for our listeners.
这一期节目呢差不多到这里就要结束了，但是在结束之前啊， TJ 想问我们的听众朋友们一个问题。
I hear enough about Kung Fu Masters, but what are some other superheroes of China? I don't hear about it a lot.
他说他在中国一段时间了，也听说过中国的功夫啊，但是还有什么其他的超级英雄呢？中国的超级英雄到底都有谁呢？你心目中的超级英雄最棒的那一位是谁呢？请告诉 TJ 好不好？